Thank you for calling OptumRx. Did you know we have a new easy payment plan option? To help make your home delivery medication more affordable, the total cost is split into 3 monthly payments. If that may be a good option for you, talk to your customer service team about this feature. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español u oprima 9.
I recognize the number you're calling from. So, for security, please say your date of birth.
April 25th, 1953.
I got April 25th, 1953. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for confirming your identity. In a few words, please tell me the reason for your call today.
Representative.
All right. Speak with an advocate. To get you to the right place, I need to know what you're calling about. For refills by mail, press or say 1. For order status, press or say 2. To renew a prescription, press or say 3. For coverage details,
Representative.
Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help. Please note, any prices quoted are estimates based on your current benefits and are subject to change. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Hi, my name is Cammie. Thanks for calling. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Phil Rice.
Hi, Mr. Rice. Can you spell your first name for me, please?
P-H-I-L.
Bear with me. I'm sorry, it's not pulling up your account. Let's see. Can you spell your name for me again? Is that your full name?
Try P-H-I-L-I-P.
One moment. So your name is Philip?
Yes.
One moment. Let's see. Okay, thank you for the information, Mr. Rice. It looks like that your account is closed here with us.
Would you tell me your name, please?
Yes, it's Cammie.
Will you spell that, please?
For my safety, I don't spell my name. I'm sorry.
All right. I called to speak to a pharmacist. Will you connect me with a pharmacist, please?
Absolutely. One moment.
Thank you very much for waiting, Mr. Philip Rice. My name is Catherine. I am a pharmacist. I'm conference to the call with you, sir. I hear you have questions for us.
Yes, I asked to speak to a pharmacist.
Yes, so I am a pharmacist, Mr. Rice.
I heard you tell me your name was Catherine.
Catherine.
Right?
Yes, my name is Catherine. I am a pharmacist with Optum Home Delivery Pharmacy.
All right. So I'm trying to write things down here, and I'm going to ask you to start out by spelling your name, please, so I can write that down. Is it with a K?
Yes, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N-E.
K-A-T-H.
R-Y-N-E.
R-Y-N-E. And that's what I consider to be half of an answer to what is your name. What's the other half of the answer? What's your last name, please?
My last initial start with the letter Q, like Queen.
All right, so your last name begins with the letter Q. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you've started to answer my question. Are you not going to answer the rest of the question, or is that what you're going to say, is that you'll only tell me that your last name begins with the letter Q?
Correct. And how may I help you, Mr. Rice?
All right, well, you can help me by answering my questions as a place to start. So you've answered my question in the sense that you've told me your first name and the first letter of your last name. That's the answer
right.
You're giving me when I've asked you what your name is. And then you told me the name of the company, and you went pretty fast there. And you said Optum and then something after. What was it that you said after Optum, please?
Oh, yes. Home Delivery Pharmacy.
Optum Home Delivery Pharmacy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down, so just bear with me, please.
Absolutely.
All right, so I've got Catherine Q. You claim to be a pharmacist, Optum Home Delivery Pharmacy.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I say pharmacist, I mean that you have a license. Do you have a license?
I'm licensed in the United States.
Yes, but can you be more specific than that? Which state?
May I ask you, what is it that you need? I would be happy to help you.
You're answering my question with a question. Will you answer my question? Which state are you licensed in?
North Carolina.
Any other state or just that one?
North Carolina, sir. Mr. Rice, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm a little bit perplexed at how in the world you expect me to verify that you're a pharmacist. I don't think I can. I don't think there's any way I can. Are you just expecting me to just take your word for it? Is that what I need to do? Is that what you're saying?
So I'm here to answer if you have any clinical question about your medicine. I'll be happy to check it out for you and look it up for you.
Yes, I get that you've tried to distract me two or three times now to get me to quit asking questions that I want to get settled before I get to that. And if you hadn't noticed, I've not done that. I have questions I want to get to, and so what I'd like you to do is address the question that I've asked you.
Okay, I can give you my North Carolina license. I just look it up for you right now.
If you'll tell me the license number, that would be a big step in the right direction. Yes, you bet.
Okay.
That would be the answer to my question, yes.
All right, 32143.
Okay. Very good. Now, I'm calling about a prescription that I got from Optum Pharmacy 704, Inc., which is a different name than Optum Home Delivery Pharmacy. They both begin with the word Optum, but they're different names. The Optum that I'm talking about had an address in University Heights is the street name. It's in San Antonio, Texas. And so if you're licensed in the state of North Carolina, you may or may not be familiar with the pharmacy laws in the state of Texas. I think I probably would do better with somebody that was familiar with the pharmacy laws in the state of Texas. I don't feel like it's my to train you in the pharmacy laws of Texas.
So, Mr. Rice, that is one of our home delivery pharmacy location. One of that is in Texas. Is there a prescription number that you can provide for me? I can look it up for you.
Well, you haven't even heard my question yet. I'm not sure if looking it up for me.
I can try to answer your question even if it's from Texas.
Well, why don't you wait until you hear what the question is?
Okay.
I believe the date on this is, let's see if I can find it here, 7/24/22, so just a little over a year ago. And I'm wondering if you would be able to tell me if I got any paperwork along with the bottle and the label. And if I did, if you would be able to send me another copy of all of the paperwork that I got with the prescription itself, with the bottle. It could either be by email or by regular mail. Do you know if you're able to do that or not?
That I don't have any record of that, and if you do need a prescription copy, it would be go through our privacy office, and my agent can provide you with that information. I'm trying to see if there's a prescription number that you can provide for me so I can try to at least locate what it is.
Well, you said the privacy office. Would I be able to contact the privacy office?
We do have a website that you can request from there. It would be the www.optumrx.com.
Slow down. You said OptumRx dot, what was the rest of it now?
C-O-M.
So OptumRx.com. And then
slash.
What?
The forward slash. Public.
Go ahead.
Slash landing.
Slash, what was it? Lending, L-E-N-D-I-N-G?
Yes, correct.
So optumrx.com/public/lending?
Yes.
And what was it that you called that again?
That's the privacy office that you can request for your prescription copy.
Privacy office. So I'm going to ask you to hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find that. Thank you.
So I've got OptumRx public lending. It says, welcome. Take the guesswork out of managing your prescriptions. Sign in. And then it says, don't have an account with a question mark. Register. All right. So healthcare professionals, tooptum.com. Stay up to date. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Now you're in control. Manage your prescriptions. So it looks like they're going to only let me do anything here if I have an account. So let me try. Let me try. Sign in. Because I do have an RX number. So username, password. Remember my username. Sign in. Forgot username or password. So it does have an 800 number I can call. So, see, the situation here is that I did have an account with you last year when I got this prescription filled, but I don't now.
So, I'm sorry, I won't be able to see anything that you mentioned from July 24th of 2022. But if there is a prescription number, I can search by that way.
All right, so hold on.
Okay.
So it's RX33729872.
I'm sorry, sir. May I have you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. 33729872.
Okay, let me try that. Is that for the metformin tablet, 500 milligrams?
That's correct.
Okay. And how may I help you with this?
So, now, I told you this before I gave you the prescription number. What I want you to do is send me an exact copy of all of the paperwork that was sent with the prescription. When the prescription came to me by mail, there's a bottle that had a label on it and the pills in it. But there was paperwork that came with it as well.
Oh, okay. So do you mean the paperwork as in the invoice? And is that what you're asking?
Now, I've told you this twice. Let me tell you a third time. Listen carefully. I want you to send me an exact duplicate of all of the paperwork that came with the prescription when the prescription was mailed to me. Do you understand what I just said?
I understand you, sir. Typically, for a refill medication, we would send the invoice with it. So if you like the invoice, we can request a duplicate invoice sent to you for the July one.
Was I clear? Did you understand what I said?
I hear you want all the paperwork, a duplicate paperwork with that order. Usually what I see this, if you say from July, that would be just the invoice that's included in there. Sometimes I do see that there may be like drug information sheet that including in there with for the medication that was shipped at that time. If you like the invoice and the drug information sheet, we can request the pharmacy to send it to you again.
So what's hard to understand about what I said? All of the paperwork that came to me with the prescription when it was sent to me. So if that was an invoice, listen to me now. Stop interrupting me now. This would have been in July of 2022, just a little over a year ago. So I think what you said is that would have consisted of an invoice and some drug information sheets. So you're the expert here. So if that's what the paperwork was, I tried to say it in as clear a language as I possibly could.
Okay.
All of the paperwork that would have come with the medication when it was mailed to me. So again, I'm just saying what you said. Invoice
right.
plus drug information sheets, then that's what I'm asking you to do. Can you duplicate that exactly? Exactly as it was sent to me the first time. Just duplicate everything, just all the paperwork exactly as it was sent to me the first time. Send me an exact duplicate of all the paperwork. Can you do that? It can either be by mail or PDF, either one.
All right, one moment, sir. Cammy, you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, he requests for the paperwork that was sent in his order, and I found his order for July, on July the 23rd. That will be order number 530-401-626. Can you go ahead and request that, please?
I'm sorry, request the...
He wants all the paperwork that was for that order.
Can I have the order number, the account number, please?
The account number is 440-831-641.
Thank you. And which order? June 3rd?
July 23rd.
I don't see July 23rd.
2022. I gave you the order.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't in the order yet.
Okay.
I'm not pulling up that order. Let's see. I have from 8. I went back to July.
So let's type in this order number, if you may, please.
Mm-hmm. One moment. Let me get out. Go ahead with the order number.
530-401-626.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's bringing me in like, straight back into his mail order. It's not pulling up that actual order. Let me try one more time.
Can you contact the lead and assist him to help him with paperwork then?
Yeah, absolutely. I could definitely can.
I appreciate that.
No
you
problem.
You have his
no.
account number too already, right, for Mr. Philip Rice?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still in his mail order.
Very good. So, Mr.
Okay.
Rice, Cammy
yes.
is the agent on the line. She's going to go ahead and get a lead assist team that can help you with your paperwork, okay?
All right. So, I'm not done yet. And I'm sorry. We have someone else on the line here, and I didn't get your name. What was your name, please?
My name is Cammy. I gave you my name at the beginning of the call.
Oh, at the very beginning of the call. Oh, and I asked
Correct.
You to spell it, and you refused. Is that right? You're the one that wouldn't spell your name?
Correct. For my safety, I don't spell my name. Yes, sir.
Right, and you've been on the call all this time. Okay, I get it now. All right.
Do you need anything from Ms. Catherine, the pharmacist?
Oh, yeah. I'm not done with Catherine yet.
Oh. I mean, we would need to get you your paperwork, so we will have to contact another agent, a lead agent to assist with that, which we wouldn't be able to do with Ms. Catherine on the lawn.
Catherine, are you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I tell you, under no circumstances do I want you to try and attempt to call me on the telephone. Are we clear about that?
I will not call you on the telephone.
All right. I just bear with me. I've had bad experiences with other calls like this, and I've just found it's just better to just say that clearly, unmistakably, right up front, so that there's no misunderstanding. Please do not call me on the telephone. And I heard you acknowledge that, and so, fine, let's move on. You can email me, it's fine, and you can send me something in the regular mail, it's fine. Just don't call me on the telephone, and we'll get along great. Now, I have a question about the name of the pharmacist that dispensed this particular prescription. And I've been told, you didn't tell me, somebody else told me, it was a call just like this, but somebody else told me that the name of the pharmacist that dispensed the prescription shows up on the label. And there is a name that shows up on the label that you might think would be the pharmacist that dispensed this particular prescription. And so, as I said earlier, I'm going to assume that you're probably not familiar with Texas pharmacy law, and I'm not going to try and, train you or teach you about it, but what I am going to do is say that there is a requirement in Texas pharmacy law, and there's what I'm going to call a loophole that says, it talks about, paragraph A is print small. Initials are identification code of the dispensing pharmacist is specified in subparagraph A. It's recorded in the pharmacy's data processing system. Now, I'm thinking that the name that shows up on the label would be the pharmacist that is recorded in the pharmacy's data processing system. That sound right to you?
Well, all the pharmacists, we may be all over the United States, but we all register as the pharmacists of the United States from different states.
Now, what you just said there sounds like you don't understand the question, or what you're trying to do is just get away with spewing out some BS. And either way is okay. Just listen to what I'm going to say now. I'm going to assume that the name that shows up on the label is, in fact, the identity of the dispensing pharmacist, unless you or somebody else contacts me in writing and says that the name that's recorded in the pharmacy's data processing system is in fact somebody different than the one that shows up on the label. I think it's reasonable for me to assume that the one that's on the label is in fact the one that would be on the pharmacy's data processing system.
You're right.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You are right, sir. The name of the pharmacist on that label is the dispensing pharmacist.
Okay. And again, it's not what I said. I said I'm assuming it's the name that's recorded in the pharmacy's data processing system. I'm going to assume that it's the same. And so you've just said the same thing that somebody else told me, that it is, in fact, the dispensing pharmacist's name. And, of course, I can't really blame you for saying something that's going to wind up getting you or the pharmacy in trouble because you can't really see the label right now and you don't know any better. But I'm just telling you, I'm going to make the assumption that that name that's on the label is in fact the one that's in the pharmacy's data processing system. So if you want to take what I've said, I assume that this call is being recorded. You may need to go back and listen to the recorded version of this call. Listen to what I've said very carefully. Again, I don't feel like it's my job to train you.
Mr. Rice, is there anything, like, any clinical questions that you need from Ms. Catherine? Because I can go ahead and get you the information you need mailed out about the prescription that you received
File. I don't even know what to say what your name is, because I tried to write down your name and you wouldn't tell me.
I gave you my name, Mr. Rice. My name is Cammy.
So whatever your name is, I'm assuming that you're not a pharmacist. And so if you're not a pharmacist, then that, in my mind, means you're not qualified to say what is or isn't a clinical question. So as far as you're concerned, I am asking her clinical questions right now.
Mr. Rice, actually, the information that you're requesting is the information that I can assist you with. The pharmacist cannot assist you with what she can, but I can also assist you with that information. So we're going to go ahead and let Ms. Catherine go, and I can get you that information from a lead.
Are you a pharmacist or not?
I am not a pharmacist.
No question.
The information that you are requesting, Mr. Rice, is not needed from a pharmacist, though. I can assist with that information as well.
I'm asking you, are you a pharmacist or not?
I answered you, I am not a pharmacist, sir.
All right, very good. And you won't tell me your name. So I'm telling you.
My name is Cammy, Mr. Rice.
All right, but when I ask you to spell it, you wouldn't. And all I'm hearing is a sound.
Ms. Catherine, I'm going to go ahead and call lead, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
And so I'm telling you that the discussion that I was having with Catherine was, in fact, a clinical question. And you're saying that you're qualified to answer it, and I don't need to talk to a pharmacist about it, and I'm saying you're not qualified to make that judgment because you're not a pharmacist. Catherine, are you there?
One moment, please.